UNICEF jami 22 mamlakatdagi ahvolni o'rgandi.
I think the headline message is that we're seeing more and more children affected by conflict.
Tashkilot xodimi Liza Bender xulosalar bilan bo'lishar ekan, qonli mojarolar ta'siri uzoq davom etayotgani, dunyo bo'ylab tobora ko'proq bolalar maktabdan qolayotganini aytadi. Hisobotga ko'ra, bugungi kunda 6 yoshdan 15 yoshgacha bo'lgan 109 million bolaning chorak qismi boshlang'ich va o'rta sinf o'quvchilari urush ketayotgan mamlakatlarda yashamoqda.
So we're primarily talking about the key ages between 6 and 15.
6 va 15 yosh oralig'i bola hayotidagi eng muhim davr, deydi UNICEF xodimi. Ta'lim tizimi ishdan chiqqan mamlakatlar ro'yxatida birinchi bo'lib Afrikaning eng yangi davlati Janubiy Sudan turibdi. Keyingi o'rinlarda Niger, Sudan va Afg'oniston.
Over half of their children are out of school. Niger is a close second with 47% of their children.
Janubiy Sudanda bolalarning yarmidan ko'pi maktabga qatnamaydi. Nigerda bu ko'rsatkich 47%, Sudanda 41%, Afg'onistonda esa 40%, deydi Bender. Fuqarolar urushi 4 million odamni uy-joydan ayirgan, Suriyada 2 million bola ta'limdan mahrum. Aksar maktablar vayron yoki harbiy istehkomlarga aylantirilgan.
There's been such a huge population movement, as you know, into the surrounding countries and now the European.
Millionlab suriyaliklar qo'shni mamlakatlarda yashayapti. Yevropada qo'nim topgan oilalarning farzandlari qanchalik bilim olish imkoniyatiga ega, bilmaymiz. Chunki aniq raqamlar yo'q, deydi mutaxassis. Yosh avlod kelajagi, Suriya kabi davlatlarning ertangi kuni mavhum.
We mean that they won't have the skills that they need to access the job market. They won't have the basic skills that they need.
O'qishni, yozishni o'rganmagan bolalar ertaga qanday qilib ish topadi? Hayotda qanday o'rnini topadi? Afg'onistonni oling. Kichik qishloqlarda bolalar ota-onasi nomidan savdolashadi. Bozorda nima deyishni biladi. Har kungi hayotda kerakli ko'nikmalar. Ertaga muallim va shifokor bo'lish uchun zarur bilimlar hammasi ta'limga bog'liq, deydi Bender.
We see many schools that are destroyed or unsafe to use. There are unexploded ordinances.
Mojaro zonalarida ko'plab maktablar yer bilan yakson qilingan yoki yaroqsiz ahvolda. Yo'llar minalashtirilgan. Binolarda qurolli guruhlar o'rnashib olgan. Maktabga boradigan bolalarning hayoti ham xavf ostida, deydi u. UNICEF tashkiloti donor davlatlarni ta'limga e'tiborni oshirishga chaqiryapti.
We need to shift our attitude from saying we'll get back to school when things calm down.
Tinchlik qaytganidan so'ng hammasi joy-joyiga tushadi degan yondashuvdan voz kechib, ta'limni birinchi o'ringa qo'yishimiz lozim, deydi UNICEF mutaxassisi. Shohruh Hamro, Washington.